Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sometimes it's so sad. I even hear from the platforms of the church and the altars of the church. Munyaina, ekazi Yesu bebe o beba kwa badadada. Intino munyaina sorry man impiska niye japani. Oh, we are not saying that. Sorry man impi. Yesu we are here, you know. And in the train, in the cane. Na niyaka biya. But in other words, you are living a balanced life. You are planning, you know, your house, your children's education. You are planning all this. You ought to also plan your eternity. You came naked, and naked you will return. You have the opportunity to make a decision now. After the grave, you can't make any decision. Then found said you have a patch of straight. So one of the things you do not have to joke with, judgment. If a man gains the whole world and loses its his soul, what sense will that be? Teach them that when we are courting to get married and we are in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man, we don't wash for a man, we don't sleep in a man's house. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come and chase men. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch husbands. Teach them that you can't sleep with girls and stand on this altar. Teach them that one man cannot propose to four ladies in one church, sowing seeds of discord in the hearts of the daughters of Zion. Teach them that the fact that they become very successful and they push their money onto the altar doesn't mean we cannot tell the truth to them when they go for. Teach them they cannot buy the Spirit of God, and they cannot buy the altar of God, and they cannot buy the anointing of God. Teach them they cannot buy the presence of God. Teach them if they have a pure heart and clean hands, I the Lord will command my blessing upon them. Teach them that if they fear me, I will lay a table before them in the presence of their enemies. I will give them a miracle, a sign. When they go out, I shall be with them. When they come in, I shall be. Teach them that I make a way where there is no way. I cause streams of living water to gush out in the desert place. If they will believe me, I will open heaven and give them bread. Teach them if they serve the Lord their God, he will bless their bread and their water. There will be none barren among them. Teach them that the Christians cannot go to funerals and drink Guinness and drink beer and drink vodka and drink gin and drink whiskey and drink brandy and then come back to church and pray la 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 bashaha as if nothing has happened. Teach them that there is something wrong in having a wife and still having girlfriends around. Teach them that when you say you are going to trek and you are saying the trek is at Kumasi, teach them it is an abomination when we find you as Senchi. Teach them.
I want my sin. Dada, hello, you. We honor you, Heavenly Father. Inhabit the praises of your people. When we look at the lavishment of your grace and your love and the benevolence of the auspices of the scriptures, we are overwhelmed. This morning we break the box of alabaster. Let the worship, let the ointment of our worship.
come forth
to your throne. Thank you. Mami bi da wase, papa bi da wase. Abusuya bi da wase, omeyi da wase. Yoshani ya waya. Awase ye muni muni. Na ya sorrow. Come any ya no kasi ye. And I pay one of bojo. Yo Azeba, one of bojo. Thank you for your faithfulness. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, you are worthy of glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. It's our foundation scripture. It's John the 12th chapter, the 28th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. And it is a demand. We have a desire to see Jesus. You know, the niceness of the place is not the proximity of the church. It is not, you know, because we've got some friends in here. It is not because you are chasing a wife and a husband. It is not because you do not have anywhere to go and you have decided to show up. But we want to see Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, the earlier we see Jesus, the better for all of us. I'm talking to you. I mean, when you see lives like 34 die, isn't that concerning? When you see people 38 die, it's concerning. When people are dying at 28, as for the dying, they would die. But where are they going? The Bible said, do not mourn the dead, but rather mourn where they are going, for they will never return. Don't mourn. In su fuo. They will not return. I want to speak to you. You know, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I mean purely, and it's not just attending church or showing up on Sunday morning, I've got a message for you. If you are not religious, but you are born again, sanctified, washed in the blood of Jesus, it is not acting, it's not mimics, it's not, you know, pretentious, hypocritical disposition, then I have a message for you. This is a very serious moment. We don't joke with it. The Bible calls it perilous times. Apart from that, the Bible calls it difficult times. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, in verse number 15, the Bible was talking, you know, these are evil days. So walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the times. For the day in which I am living is an evil day. Yeah. In verse number 17, I like it, in Ephesians 15 and 17, he said, wherefore, don't be unwise, but understand what the will of God is. What is the will of God? I will tell you in a moment. The will of God is one thing. I'm telling you, there are so many things that are competing for our attention in the world, but the will of God is one. May I further read Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The subtitle is a warning. He said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, the Bible said, and pray ye always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. God, it is his will that you escape the things that shall come to pass, and so that you can stand before the Son of Man. You will stand before the Son of Man. Oh yeah. Every man born in a particular time will die in a particular time. Every man born in a particular time will die in a particular time. And when they die, that is not the end. So when I was sitting in a village, when they sang, Miwana so, Miwana sa, Miwana so, Miwana sa, and to my amazement, the people were dancing. The people were dancing. To my amazement, they were dancing. They were dancing. To Anasa. Very interesting.
Many people
are not resting in peace. They are in hell. And hell, you don't rest, let alone in peace.
It's a formality
to write rest in peace on somebody's coffin. May I tell them all, the time is ticking on all of us. I'm telling you. You know, when I look at this particular scripture, it was very, very deep. But before I will read that particular one, I have been talking about the parable of the sower, which is in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 1 to 8. But in the interpretation of this parable, Jesus spoke from verse number 18. And in verse number 18, this was his submission. He said, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower." He said, you know, when anyone hears the word of the Lord and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which has been sown into his heart. I want you to know that emphatically, when the word of God is preached, it is preached into your heart. It is not some kind of theoretical thesis that is coming to your brain. It is not a mind thing. Your mind will receive it regurgitated and it will disseminate into your heart. Your heart, it is the asasetamno, which you know, watch it. Your heart is the place. That is why he was saying in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 7, he made it very clearly. He said, "Let all these words that I am speaking to you, thou shalt teach it, and thou shalt let it be upon your heart." Let's look at verse number 6, Deuteronomy 6, 6. You know, Deuteronomy 6, 6. "And these words which I command thee, let it be on your heart." Let it be on your heart. And someone may catch it. Usoriano Parafa Kemiensa, Ibi Free Kaswa, Ibi Free Tema. People are coming from all over the place to sit here. They are not joking. You know, let the word be on your heart. I like how Jesus put it in Luke chapter 10, verse number 41. As a matter of fact, it comes from verse number 30 something. But in 41, Jesus began to, you know, 41, Jesus began to say some things unto them. And then he answered, he said, "Martha, Martha, you are too troubled and careful about too many things. So many of us are too troubled." That is why he said, too much trouble about too many things in this world. Oh yeah. I'm serious. You know, we have young ladies, young men, you know, with such brilliant minds and articulate minds, you know, phenomenal minds. It will amaze and it will shock you. But the glorious thing that the Lord will have me tell you this morning, too many things. You are too mindful of so many things. But he said in verse number 42, one thing is needful. In other words, he has prioritized all the things that are in the world and placed one above all. One thing is needful, and Mary have chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. One thing. You are too, I mean, if I look at the things that are competing for our attention in this world, it's amazing. The things we will eat, the things we will wear, the things where we will stay. You are building your house, your children's education, and all the things that goes with, you know, stuff. It's just amazing when you look at all the things, you know, which we are dealing with. Ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to tell people, enema are competing for your attention. At the end of the day, one thing will be needful. It's good to pursue your life I mean, if you will not pursue your life, you will be like that wicked or shrewd servant who hid the master's talent. If you don't pursue your life, you will be an unprofitable servant. If you do not pursue your life, you will be like somebody that cannot please God. What I am trying to tell you this morning and every morning is balance. Balance, equilibrium. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Yeah, you are in this world. One thing is needful. If I just share in song, you will drive nice car. Go out right now. Look at the cars you brought. You will be shocked. Some of you drive some very nice cars, you know. You know, some of you are driving some very lovely cars. But you are careful and encumbered with too many things. Too many things. And so when you come to my hometown on the Quail Ridge, come and see the competition. Competition! We see when we see we will be to me boon was and see Kuruimu Kuruimu Korea Daya Pro. Wobia or the catch of six can you as Wobua? If it's a Yen Shisika, Yen Siesika, it is kind of a way we ask you a pandemic, but a fine fire. Sika dia Dania Dani, Sika free baby, Neko baby. I'm speaking to you. I could be no monsum. I bet I will be so I had Wobby free we are say. No, will be baby we are say. Will be so that will be so today. I sit tonight, you know, and you're very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Let me build up and tell somebody, you know, one thing is needful. One thing, put that particular scripture there, and let's look at it in different versions and see what the Bible has got to say. Any version you will start it, I'm okay with. The Bible said in this version, but just one is needed. It's a requirement. You need one. Mary has chosen the right thing, and it shall not be taken away from her. In another version, the Bible said, only one thing is essential. Essential. And Mary has chosen it. It's the main cause and won't be taken away from her. In this version also, he says, but one thing is necessary. Look at the words that are being used. Essential, needful, necessary. These are very, very, very important words. Watch it. Mary have chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. This version says, but one thing is needful. Another version, move it very quickly, let's work. Another version says, there is need for only one thing, or but a few things. Mary have chosen the good part. I'm looking at all these translations, and what, you know, amazes me. When you are born, you need education. When you go through education, whether it's formal education or informal education, is necessary. You need it. And when you have finished your education, you need to pursue your purpose, because in this life, once your first cry comes out, God gives you 10 things to help you. The first one is life itself. The second one is purpose. Everybody has a purpose on earth. You cannot tell me you are on earth for nothing. You can't tell me you are not, you know, pursuing anything. But God gives everybody purpose. Now, when you know your purpose, life becomes easy. Very easy. Because you know you are pursuing the right purpose. Oh yeah, God does that. And I go further to say that he gives you ideas. Number 3, number 4, he gives you favor. Number 5, he gives you opportunity. Number 6, he gives you people. Yeah, people into your life. Yeah, people come into your life. Some of the people, last week I was saying that some for a reason, some for a season, some for a lifetime. If the people in your life are leaving, you need to understand that principle. Some came for a reason. They will leave when that reason is over. Some came for a season. They will leave when that season is over. But the people that will be with you for a lifetime are going to be with you for life. And yes, sir, when people are leaving you, you'll be frustrated. As a matter of fact, some of the people, they came into your life as a lesson. Everybody is in your life as a lesson. I'm telling you.
you are going to learn lessons from the most unpromising people. But God will make you learn something from them. But the lessons are based on you. You are going to make the decisions whether you want to learn those lessons or not. But let me develop further and, you know, go further and talk to you about some very profound truths that can help you and help everybody that is hearing the sound of my tears in me. Se Kristo amane ochina obedidi enwumre obedidi anope obedidi awia obedidi, and that must be paid for. But he is saying one thing is needful. We want to know that one thing is needful. It was like, you know, exactly what the Bible was trying to talk about in Joshua chapter 1 verse number 8. This book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. Ceremony. No! The Bible said you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not do my commandments. Am I sorry? You know, you are bound. No. I may not meet you again. You may not meet me again. Do you hear something, Feniagro? It's a very serious stuff. I've been thinking about life. Bless you. Help the baby. I've been thinking about life. And just like last week, I had a very, you know, one of the scriptures that hit me was Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 20. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 20. All go to one place. All will go to one place. All are dust. All are dust, and all shall turn back to dust. And so when the Bible is saying one thing is needful, you need to be very, very particular about it. Look at how the scripture said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 8. He said, this one thing, do not be ignorant. One thing. Can you highlight that for me? Beloved, don't be ignorant of this one thing. This one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years but one day before the Lord. Verse number 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as many men count his slackness, but his long suffering toward us. And the Bible said, he's not willing that any man should perish, but that all should come into repentance. In verse number 10, the Bible said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heaven shall pass away. Wow! Heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein, it shall be burnt up. And then it went further to say, seeing his son said, that all these things will be dissolved. Oh yeah. It is not only the things that will dissolve. Your breast will dissolve. Your tuatesiano will dissolve. I'm telling you, your hips will dissolve. Your ship will dissolve. Your cars will dissolve. Your houses will dissolve. I'm talking to somebody. It will all dissolve. Your beauty will fade away. I met old people in my hometown. Those old people, omesi supenyo. Or they came into their season. Most of those old people were more beautiful than you are. But who knew more? Wama chum, wama jija, wama pro. I'm telling you, since we paid our met you, since we paid our met you, so we know by your door, so now we're dying door, so now we seek a door, so I'm telling you, since we paid our met you, because this thing, it will dissolve. Everything will dissolve. Politicians will go, politicians will come. Preachers will go, preachers will come. I'm telling you, inventions will come, inventions will go. But the Bible is saying that all things shall be dissolved. Dissolved. It shall dissolve. I'm talking to somebody. And he said, what manner of person are you supposed to be in this world, in this end time? The Bible says we should be holy and godly. Holiness and godliness. One thing like holiness. One thing like godliness. And yes, maybe tete me yire na yedru nipemwa madaninya achum. I said, I want to talk to you. You know, said they would take and run your memory. She went so now. I'm so hi, baby girl. Nante you want so me, Jenna, make it Kenyana. Now you want so a gym. You know, Zakuano does the channel hypocrisy. Many people are pretenders. Oh, yes, sir. Many people are pretenders. Hypocrisy, eye yade kese o. I'm telling you, ye na ye yaribi. Wo pega na yade kese e ba kwa eye hypocrisy. Nyatwom, nyatwom nhwehweni mu, nyatwom nhwehweni mu. E free yam penny for so. E de ba ye na. Ye nyatwom. All of us. All of us. All of us. Uti me mawsam. Ah, mini nyatwom fo na kasa menso me ye nyatwom ni. There are many children on the streets, very poor children on the streets. Nobody cares about them. Let somebody take a video of one and put it on social media. Every hypocritical person will turn. Oh, but you see them every day. You see them every day. And you see them every day. That is how hypocritical. Look at the way all of us have been crushed by the death of Ekuya Nante or Dante or whatever her name is. May her soul rest in peace. Where was all of us? Where was the law of Ghana? Ghana mranu newe. And that is what we are expect of. We come in too late. And it goes with all the things. The flooding. When the flooding comes, we will show up with our cameras after everything is destroyed. People are dead. Then we show up with our cameras. Oh, we should have done it this way. We should have done it that way. Next year we will be sealed. We are going to do that. And up till now, 63 years. 63! We are dealing with common floods. Common floods. Yeah. This woman died a brutal death. Do you know what it means to be 90 years? Huh? Do you know what? You guys cannot even grow to be 90. Yet, you are killing 90 years. How can you be 90? How are you going to be 90? And I'm telling, baby, as I said, you see, well, Sabuna region was the one. Matanete said, Denchila Buase. Enumie Damoso. Uchumutai, Maya, Enumie. Oh, one moment, I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. Madame said, then, Chirabuasa. Yes, it's some with Bino. Yes, it's some with location. Yes, you mean freehold. I'm telling you, you will experience a curse. And Yamimanga said, this generation, we can look at somebody with gray hair. Even if we are having anointing service and we are laying hands, I am afraid to lay hands on gray hair. People don't care about gray hair. It makes you warrior. Near the brim abre oba abre wet yao. Near Kunafriya say. You didn't do police station near cash and so qua cassa. Oh, be a bam so. Some home noir, a better tormented wa coso be with flash asses. Now, Ghana, how do you win? No, I'm in mind. Better the bender, now be win. Same thing. So for the banwa okun police wo tu no onusu ko duro e so about them omo plan anu no omo plan an lies blatant no kure ni ha yen kano kure yen ye wadem ha ifan kano kure anokwafu ni wiase awadi e good because no kure ni ho. This is what anke wasi etumi chile nipa na wumitumi tia siyase nyamia jasumu nono oye kurijini unyame ompensa mfo ompe enkwa siyafo ompe enkwa siyafo tia niye na mimpe jimifo. I'm telling you, who can tell you some 5-5 no? Meet me and my best 7 scriptures saying I'm in Kwasi Afuanante. Because righteousness, it exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. It is this way, yinyawadiya, yinyamma, yabiyaboni na. And your papa, this is a moon penny for. A moon penny for, over every 190 years. Not me have a friend, so come my 11 years, 12 years. Near the abashen and science, you know. I didn't tell away a baby for. Now, I'm a baby, can't come to a baby for my mother to be a baby. Piani, I'm going to be a baby for you. Winning nipper, ya baby for a basso. Winning nipper, ya baby for a shesuit to your MPs. Winning my nipper, ya baby for, you know, in places, in position. Winning nipper, ya baby for. Winning my baby for, ya wadi wadi woman. Winning my baby for, ya woman.
Is the relationship, the people God brought into your life, how you treated them. Let me talk to you about this. One thing is needful. One thing is important. Yeah? If you can't forgive people, pray to God that the Holy Spirit will help you. Because unforgiveness will never enter the kingdom of God. We hear all these messages, but there is bitterness in our hearts. Pain in our hearts, unforgiveness in our heart. This person, when tear, sorry them back, but we need to I'm telling you, we are in the same auditorium, and yet we do not have good intentions and motives concerning our neighbors. It is shocking. They didn't make culture at Atemuda be who a bear silly papa, you know, kapasa Atemuda pa, naminum, you know, Yakako Jina, he ran in him. Now, yes, Sukasa Rita, step forward, no step up. Now, was it Kofidro, step backwards? Montama Kwawe, the Sunni pub born for a tonation, as he did come and go into the kingdom. Can you imagine Bregu Amabregu? Huh? Can you imagine Bregu Amabregu? Matthew 7:21. I'm telling you. Bring it on board. And the Bible said in verse number 22, Edano nipa bibribeba di midiya beka, haba beka se wura, yamfa udiyan shankom, yamfa udiyan tuwa umane. Many shall come and say that day, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? And haven't we cast devils in your name? And haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And Jesus will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen, he has given us an assignment. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel unto all creature, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach them to love their neighbors as themselves. Teach them to be submissive to their own husbands. Teach them to love their own husbands. Teach them to raise their children and not to provoke them. Teach them to be in coexistence with each other. Teach them that I am the Lord your God that brought you out of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Teach them that occultism will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Teach them that abosom kankano. If you moon sue a wagana henna, yeah, must say in your me womb to me womb. I'm telling you, a kawana munya year, and I don't pay me cast some of the if you will hear the mind of God, teach them. That tunnel and brimu and denzu and ankobra and bosom trick to me the enemy. Atumi naura and yasafura de atum naura and yasafia hua. On a dear na wano. On a dear na conenche. On a tumi na enedia. One our kire na enedia. One a nippen na. Ebebane nima bebun kuntach. Teach them that God is a charge and he charges everybody, the rich, the poor, the illiterate, the elite. God is a charge. Teach them.
teach them that we shall not use the name of the Lord our God in vain. Teach them. Yeah. One thing is needful. You know, I saw a satyr, like a cartoon. And in a cartoon, this rich man was going into the cemetery with three bags or suitcases of money. And when he got to the grave, in the cartoon, the spirit of death told, excuse me, sir, with all due respect, these baggages are not allowed in this place. And by the side on the cartoons, they are thrown all these money, gold, silver, into the garbage can. Into the trash can. Money is good. Wisdom is good. Life itself is good. Friendship is good. Love is good. But God will bring all to judgment. Your intentions and motives. Sister, you need to know. I can't say much. You need to know. You need to know. Don't be fooled. I am in this building. I have people within my own team who are enemies in disguise. Please. Because the next time you will be offended. Come. If you came to worship God after worship, on your way. I'm telling you. One thing is needful, like love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love is not selfish. Love is not looking to reciprocate. One thing, like the fear of God. If we fear God, we will not do a lot of the things we do in this nation. One thing. Team Timiko Bobo, never said 3 years now into your maka. Something must be wrong. You will not do this. One thing. It's important. I saw something that broke my heart. Really broke my heart. I saw, you know, national paraphernalia that should have been distributed many years ago. Was not distributed. I'm not even considering party labels or anything. No. What I am considering is that something that was for the nation can be hidden for all this while. Really? Wow. Eduane de come prison for nebi bani biko umufie. Eduane de come nkola wo school. Na procurement for ya be shop. No more money because shop nim. Seni penya stroke on tiasie. Ya the robber sheni bi bim on tiasie. What wheelchair mo on tiasie. I'm telling you, asotwe wo wi ase ansa na temu beba. Asotwe wo wi ase. Let me close the service with Colossians chapter 1 verse 10 to 13. Colossians, the first chapter, the 10th verse to the 13th verse. The Bible said, the one thing that Jesus is talking about, walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Oh yeah, he wants us fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. When we come and the Bible is open and we are making notes, we are increasing in the knowledge of God. In verse number 11, the Bible says, categorically, strengthened in all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. In the verse number 12, the Bible says, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The saints in light have inheritance. The saints obia weye Christoni, obia weye haimba, owe japadie. The devil can never touch somebody that is washed, saved, and sanctified in the blood. For in the last days, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, our sons and daughters. The Bible said they will prophesy upon my maidservants and upon my handmaidens, and my servants will I pour my spirit, and they will work wonders. This morning, I still see God is raising up an invigorated breed of people, of truth preachers and truth talkers. The Lord, God will raise mighty people up. You can't silence them. I'm telling you. Sanam Jesus Ghana Hankwa. O cano crani aboato. O cano crani aboato. Nafi omo tata. Behuno no wako pass and binia de abetuoso. Na ye kika won some one person mububu apre. Nano crenwa wukani jai. Why? Na beka na we ni a yanka wenimunte. We are near ya and Kawanimon to Bonibutu pronounce with Dinoso. This morning, I want to tell you, Mamoha Muchum Penna, such a wagine. If it is a Christo, I hear you, I'm talking to you. And Mamma Mohan, Mamoha Muchum Penna, and Crofogin and Grofokunum, get ya within a trimpena or ye underage. Still, Obania, dear, wuna will buy ya this, I and Kenya would. Obe Conendu for Ketaketaket Nation. We share. No for getting. Nimia no for near Tuayama Ghana Mema. I'm telling you, repent. Now last, a corner bonnet. How open the moon, the Tinimogene, no rabbi yaketra. As a sister, you be hot. Water. Penny Mo, Nenana no Nene Casa. Your friend, Honorable. Your friend, the Reverend. Your friend, the Bishop. Still, they need you for Kituichi. Manu Makasi and every moping Ketuan. Monante, said your father. Monante, said your father. 18 university girls, see, ya toto kasa. Obi wa honu muno da ke mema weni mirenu. Wenye jume biya ma Ghana. Wenye jume biya ma asafo. Enye ministers ni MPs ni binguani ebi u. Asafo nsi ebi. Timitama sori sika. Niye di ato Range Rover. Niye di amagel nuwa demu. Nejuma ne sayin elabate. Na him wa juma. Nanka yebi ya fe kriso no. Nanka yebi ya bone do evrate. Atia niye shushe ni nyisika. Ye pengwasra. Ye penyamitumi. Evrate fiye ya niye wope frise. Enche na umayo napa. Nansu yansu yintu minkasi ye bibi maho. Ye tip that the word maranata. Na bibi ye ye. Yesu bra bra bra. Brantem nefa waketu ya bre ye. Nsadi ye. Ubiye nyumate. Ye tip maranata. Ne bibi ye. Ene grofu infanye we. E tia sonde madrinya say come say enya mwanwa say ibole ni esinzem wi enya mwanwa na ibole ni ade amenwu no won say chi obi abanipa e chichi omo no kura no eno kura is statement to me. Yeah, serious. It doesn't speak to you and profu gudwa so for so bobo so omu nya koro obi the bodyguard at the land cruiser chi no nya koro. That is speaking to me. It's a statement. It's a statement. When I make KBB, Koroni betimi achi obia. Eyame mwanga. Eni pebia achi ni wamano. Eyame mwanga. Eni pebia eku wamano. Eyame mwanga.
Ebeden. Ebeden emanisa. Adiko kwe mudi ya kukula tichim.
The red is in gutter. The gold is in gutter. The green is in gutter. The black star, the hope of Africa, is in gutter. Yeah, Papa, no, yeah, our forefathers, the homochichiri were made in a different way. Listen to our national anthem. Bless our homeland, Ghana, O God. Make our nation great and strong. Bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Freedom and of right. Freedom and of right. Do you know freedom? Do you know right? Do you know justice? Do you know that? Do you know justice? If you know justice by now, any people on Monday should have gotten justice by now. Fill our hearts with true humility. Cause us to cherish fearless honesty. You can't worry now for Obi to say COVID draw casa with fearless honesty. They have lost touch with reality to the point that they cannot distinguish between boldness and insubordination. They cannot distinguish between courage and, respect. They can't distinguish. Help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will and might. Who you are about to catch him say, oh, you're faithful. I promise on my honor to be faithful. Do you know what faithfulness is? Moka National, I promise on my honor to be faithful. Who you are about to faithfulness, man, no. Faithfulness. Ah, my dear, my husband. Moka National, one thing is needful. One.
So we'll be in a coming nan and a
wanting a day. One thing. As I close this morning, I will want to tell. When I look at the kind of houses we have built in this country and where we live, did they retire? And when I look at the kind of hospitals we have built, and sometimes when you are sick, they take you from your mansion and put you in that hospital. So sad. You can build houses with swimming pools, jacuzzi, nice things. You can build hospitals, schools. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift your two hands unto the Lord.
I'm so This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.